This is KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley. We are listener-supported West Marin Community Radio, and we stream live and archive online over at kwmr.org. And I might make a mention to you that if you don't have it already, you could get the KWMR mobile app for iOS or Android, and you can listen anywhere that way. Coming up next, we've got today's episode of Epicenter. I'll be sharing some regional county news and some local happenings and events with you. But first, let me let you know that KWMR is supported by Tony's Seafood, a part of the Hog Island Oyster family, online at tonysseafoodrestaurant.com. And KWMR is also supported by our listener members and by College of Marin's Career Education Department, offering certifications for those seeking career skills. 12-week trainings include office technologies, businesses, and web development. Registration is now open for spring and short-term courses. Information at cte.marin.edu. That's C as in cat, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, .marin.edu. Thanks for being with us here today on KWMR. And now it's time for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. Today, I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and I've got a variety of news items at the county-wide level. In addition, I've got some local happenings to share with you as well. Well, as County of Marin staff begin finalizing budget plans for the next fiscal year, the Marin County Board of Supervisors heard public feedback and offered its own guidance during 3 days of informational budget planning sessions that concluded March 24th. The supervisors received updates on many cross-departmental initiatives, emerging issues, and potential one-time budget allocations. Among the emerging issues, county staff reported out on racial equity work, criminal justice, behavioral health, homelessness, and climate change. The county faces a $6.7 million budget shortfall in the next fiscal year due to the economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. One-time funds will be available to help address the county's top priorities, which include the public health emergency, racial equity, and balancing the budget. The final fiscal year, 2021 to 2022, proposed budget will be brought before the board in June. In their closing remarks, supervisors voiced their appreciation for the county's collaborative efforts over the past year, the progress made despite concurrently leading Marin's pandemic emergency response, and also acknowledged the many challenges that do remain. They emphasized the need to prioritize one-time funds and federal stimulus allocations toward enhancing services for vulnerable residents who have suffered disproportionately during the pandemic, while also supporting the economic recovery and long-term strategic investments in disaster preparedness and county infrastructure. Board President Dennis Rodoni and our District 4 supervisor said at the conclusion of the budget workshops, "We've learned a lot from this pandemic about how to deliver services to our most vulnerable populations." Rodoni also said that the county's pandemic recovery plan must factor in improvements in housing conditions, health care, education, and job training. Again, he says, quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic has brought us the opportunity to make change, to be smarter, to be more efficient, and to be bolder with our decisions so that we lift up all of our residents." The county has created an online forum to collect more public comments on the budget, and the county's budget overview webpage allows residents to visit the interactive charts and graphs through the budget dashboard. And you can get more information about that over at marincounty.org. This is the Epicenter program. I'm your host, Jeff Manson. I'll be right back in just one moment. I can't wait to travel. Some public health agencies, including Marin County's, are encouraging folks to consider the risks in this moment. Word to the wise, this is from County of Marin, about making out-of-town spring break or other travel plans over the next few months. Infectious diseases like COVID-19 would love to come along for the ride. Also, with springtime observances like Easter coming up on Sunday, April 4th, do remember that maintaining precautions against large gatherings will prevent a resurgence of the virus. Even with nearly half of Marin County residents vaccinated with at least one shot, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the California Department of Public Health, and Marin County Public Health are all aligned with longstanding warnings against travel and gatherings that refraining from big social affairs and remaining at home and restricting trips is the best way that we can end the pandemic. The increasing prevalence of virus variants that are more contagious or more lethal across the nation and globe is travel-related risk. Travel puts both the traveler and the community that they return to at risk of infection. Dr. Matt Willis, our Marin County Public Health Officer, says if you do have the travel bug, remember that COVID-19 is a travel bug. Stay local, and the last thing we need to do is import variants into our community. Local public health officials have already seen the impact on non-essential travel amongst club sports teams. Local teams have traveled to distant parts of California or even outside the state to participate in tournaments recently, and this has resulted in an increase, unfortunately, of COVID-19 cases among youth athletes and exposures to family members. This affects local schools, as COVID-19 cases can require closures of classrooms for quarantine. Dr. Willis adds, "We've made so much progress in the last 2 months. Vaccination rates are increasing and infection rates are declining. Our goal should be to hold on to those gains and not let down our guard." The CDC does have a Know Your Travel Risk webpage, which includes important reminders under the caveat that any travel is not recommended at this time of the pandemic. If you must travel, however, take these steps to protect yourself and others. If you're eligible, you can get fully vaccinated, of course, for COVID-19. Before you travel, get tested with a viral test 1 to 3 days before your trip. Wear a mask still over your nose and mouth while in public. Avoid those crowds and keep that 6-foot distance from anyone who did not travel with you. Once you get home, it's good to get tested 3 to 5 days after your trip and stay home and self-quarantine for the full 7 days after you travel, even if your test is negative. If you don't get tested, you can stay home and self-quarantine for 10 days after travel. Yes, friends, we're still in that mode, but a little bit further out, things are going to be opening up, as we all know. The last thing that the county has to say on this subject in this moment is that those adhering to the advice and staying close to home still need to consider restrictions on in-person gatherings as well. Currently, the California Department of Public Health is recommending moving gatherings outside still, where air circulation is better. Otherwise, indoor gatherings should be no more than 2 hours in length, with no more than 3 different households who remain masked. Additional considerations for safe holiday travel and gatherings can be found on Marin Public Health's Celebrate Safely webpage over at marincounty.org. Health officials may note that when vaccination rates reach approximately 80% of adults, some restrictions in travel gatherings may be further relaxed. As supplies increase, residents are encouraged to obtain their vaccine when available, and a little mention that you can visit getvaccinatedmarin.org for the latest updates on eligibility and availability of appointments. Well, a little reminder, there's some property taxes that are due coming up on April 12th. Online or phone payments are recommended this year by the tax collector. And so your second installment of the 2021 property taxes becomes delinquent at 5 p.m. Monday, April 12th, a date not expected to change due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Taxpayers are being asked to pay online, by phone, or by mail, rather than in person at the Marin County Civic Center to avoid possible exposure to the virus. Property tax payments can be made online at marincounty.org/taxbillonline or by phone at 1-800-985-7277. Again, that's 1-800-985-7277. The Marin County Tax Collector's online and telephone payment service uses a secure internet portal, and there's no service fee when paying with an electronic check, otherwise known as an e-check. Taxpayers can also call the tax collector's office at 415-473-6133 for answers to property tax-related questions. One mentioned that property owners with a documented hardship arising from the pandemic who are unable to pay by the deadline may file a request for penalty cancellation after the April 12th deadline. Requests must include payment of the base tax and supporting documentation before they can be considered. The deadline to file a request for penalty cancellation is May the 6th. Any further questions about assessed values are best answered by the county assessor, and their phone number is 415-473-7215. Parcel tax exemption information and forms are available online or obtained directly from the district that offers the exemption. Parcel tax exemption eligibility and filing requirements deadlines vary by district and are administered by those districts, not the tax collector. So there you have that. Speaking of homes and money, there are applications open currently for rental assistance still. Folks out there experiencing hardship because of the pandemic have a new online tool as well that's going to help them, us. The online application period is now open for Marin County renters who have experienced economic hardship because of the COVID-19 pandemic. There is $16 million to distribute as part of the Federal Consolidated Appropriations Act intended to prevent evictions and homelessness. The Marin County Board of Supervisors accepted the funding during its February 9th and March 9th meetings, and the money will be channeled directly to landlords to cover past tenant rent and utilities. The state's Business, Consumer Services, and Housing Agency estimates as many as 1.5 million California renters are behind on rent for reasons tied to the pandemic. Clearing accumulated debt is designed to provide a lifeline to the hardest hit families and provide some income stability for landlords as well. In Marin, over 3,000 people have contacted the county for help with unpaid rent related to the pandemic. Communities of color have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic and are often at the highest risk of housing development. Lily Thomas, a CDA planning manager, says that those most in need of pandemic-related rental assistance often face other barriers to access a program like this. Sometimes it comes down to communication in multiple languages and hands-on assistance. As this distribution of funds gets underway, we will continually watch for new barriers and adjust as needed to ensure equitable distribution of these funds. Local landlords have a choice to accept 80% of unpaid rent owed between April 1st, 2020 and March 31st, 2021, in exchange for forgiving the remaining 20%. If a landlord chooses not to accept the offer, tenants may still apply for relief valued at 25% of the unpaid back rent owed for the covered period. This $16 million was on top of nearly $6 million in local funding already allocated. Marin's Safety Net Rental Assistance Program started back in March 2020 when the Marin County Board of Supervisors approved a local relief fund partnership with the Marin County Foundation at MCF to support the most financially needy local residents during COVID-19. A household of three with an income at or below $125,000 a year is eligible if they are qualified for unemployment benefits or they experienced a reduction in income, incurred significant COVID-19 related costs, are at risk of homelessness, or endured other financial hardship due to the coronavirus. Priority is given to households that are considered extremely low income, which in Marin would be a family of three with an income of no more than $43,550 a year. To prevent virus-related homelessness, the supervisors passed local eviction moratoriums several times over the past year before the state enacted its own evictions ban. Most recently, the Board of Supervisors unanimously passed a resolution on January 12th that continues to bar evictions through June for people economically impacted by the coronavirus. State legislation has since superseded the local ban. Earlier, the county created a new phone number and email address to guide residents who may need assistance with the online application. Anyone needing help with the online application may call 415-473-2223 or get an email contact from marincounty.org website and look for rental assistance program, emergency rental assistance program. Well, if you're just joining us, this is the Epicenter program here on KWMR. We are on the air Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast at 5 p.m. And we feature a wide array of public affairs and elected officials and local folks telling us about things that are happening here in the West Marin watershed. Speaking of, the Point Reyes Disaster Council is presenting a fire symposium designed especially for West Marin residents. That's coming up this evening, Tuesday, March the 30th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Todd Lando, wildfire mitigation specialist with Central Marin Fire, will be speaking to the legal requirements for defensible space. Ray Moritz, a longtime Marin County arborist with the Urban Forestry Associates, shows how to maintain trees on your property and to be fire resistant. And beekeeper and arborist Bonnie Morse from the Bonnie Bee and Company explains the role that pollinators play in a fire smart landscape. It's all happening on Zoom or Facebook Live, and you can check that out via FireSafe Marin's Facebook page, facebook.com/FireSafeMarin, FireSafe Marin, or via Zoom at firesafemarin.zoom.us. A lot of words, I know, but you can also just check the website and you can sign up for a newsletter there as well if you like, and that's at firesafemarin.org. Again, that's a fire symposium for home safety designed especially for West Marin residents happening this evening, Tuesday, March the 30th, from 6 to 7 p.m. on the World Wide Web. Let's see, in art news, there is some art happening here in Point Reyes Station. Over at Toby's Feed Barn, there's a new show coming up featuring mandalas by Carol Whitman, paintings by Mac Lesser, and pottery by Lori Curtis. They're all showing their work over at Toby's Gallery in Point Reyes Station here from April the 2nd through the 28th. Their work includes Carol's botanical mandala photographs, Max's oil and watercolor paintings, and Lori's Maiolica pottery. Over this past year of COVID distancing and lockdowns, as we all kept our distance from each other and recentered our lives to home, many of these artists recentered their lives toward art practice, turning inward and expressing their creativity. These pieces attest to the power of art to bring hope and joy and get us through difficult times. Again, that's over at Toby's Feed Barn, starting April the 2nd. And now that the world is reawakening to some life in what's beginning to look like a post-vaccination world, not quite yet there, Gallery Route 1 has some art as well coming up, which is still happening, actually, excuse me, mostly online. But Saturday, April the 3rd, you can join folks at Gallery Route 1 for on Zoom for an inside look at new exhibitions that are opening over there. In the center gallery is Mary Montscale Eubank with a show called Layered in Time. In the Project Space Gallery is the California Society of Printmakers Searching for Meaning, which is a juried exhibition. And in the annex is Gallery Route 1's fellow Annie Duncan with a show called Bodies of Water. You can find the Zoom link on the homepage of Gallery Route 1's website, which is www.galleryroute1.org. Well, that's it for Epicenter today. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow at the same time. Tomorrow's Wednesday. A little earlier tomorrow, 10 a.m. Tune in for more great information coming to you from us here at KWMR. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.
KWMR is West Marin's only live source of information on road closures, fire, flood, earthquake, and disaster evacuation info. When the power goes out, fire up a hand crank radio and we'll be there with the latest on 90.5, 89.9, and 92.3 FM.
Your way, but I won't be around. Because my way is the highway, and your love is making me gone to stay. I've been here too many times to stay here long. Well, I lighten my load by hitting the road. It'll be better whatever direction I go, because my way is the highway. So sorry, but you done me wrong. Well, baby, I took you to heaven hold, but when I go to hold you, your pillow's cold. But this time when you return, you're gonna find me gone. But if I know you, baby, you won't be lonely long. Because my way is the highway, and your love is making me gone to stay. I've been here too many times to stay here long. Well, I lighten my load by hitting the road. It'll be better whatever direction I go, because my way is the highway. So sorry, but you done me wrong. I take my last few bucks and buy an old used car. I pack up my junk and drive it fast and far, and don't even think about trying to track me down. 'Cause I'll be too far gone, going nowhere to be found. Because my way is the highway, and your love is making me gone to stay. I've been here too many times to stay here long. Well, I lighten my load by hitting the road. It'll be better whatever direction I go, because my way is the highway. So sorry, but you done me wrong.